Good morning, everybody. What a great time that we are all in the presence of our mighty God. It's great to worship Him. It's great to honor Him. It's great to say Him, Lord, I love you. Thank you for bringing me into your presence. What a mighty God He is to serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to sing and rejoice in it. So, this is the day that God has put us together. Every dark has a new day. So we're going to sing and rejoice in it. So today my theme of the sermon is praise and worship in the dark, in the midnight. When the midnight comes, how you think, how you handle yourself, and how you observe your life. It's great to always be in the presence of the Lord while you are sleeping or you are getting ready or you have done all your things and you are ready to honor your Father in heaven in Jesus Christ. And that's why it says in the scriptures, it says, Abba, Father, I am here to honor you. So thankful to all the leadership of our church, pastor, and I am loved to be here, and it's humble my heart to be the presence in the presence of the Lord. And once again, let's bow down our head and let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you and we ask your mercy and grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Abba, Father, we ask you to touch each one of us and give us a fresh manna from heaven, O Lord. We are ready to receive your word, O Lord. Thank you for protecting us from all the evil and bringing us all together this morning, O Lord, that we can worship you, we can honor you, we can give all the glory to you because you are worthy for all the glory. In Jesus' name we say, amen. While I was thinking and praying and meditating on the word of God, and I was asking what should I share this Sunday to my family at the church of St. Paul Lutheran Church. So God put me into that position and into my heart that you should share these scriptures to my people. So when we come into the book of Acts chapter number 16, it's a time when you see the chaos start. Paul start his second journey towards the mission work, and he was on his second journey. The second journey of Paul start from the chapter number 15. And when they are starting their journey, they were looking to go toward Minor Asia, which is right now called Turkey in modern days. So they were trying to travel through that part of the world, but the Bible says, the scripture says, the Spirit of the Lord moves upon them and resists them not to go there. So they became on the place called Troas. And when they came at the Troas, they got the vision from God. And the vision says, go to Macedonia, the city called Philippi. So they came to the city, Philippi, looking to fulfill God's will, looking to fulfill God's desire, looking to fulfill all the scriptures that God has given to them and glorify his name. So as soon as they reach into the city, they met with a lady called Lydia. And she was in the business of selling the purple clothes. And she was a very rich woman. And she made it happen that these people been taken care of all. These priests will be taken care of by her. And she invited them at their house. And she and her whole household became into the presence of the Lord. And then you go further after the 15th and 16th verse, you will find another lady they met into the city. And her name was not given over there, but it says the young lady was prophesying and talking about that. And she was following Paul and Silas into that journey. And when she was, when they were preaching and teaching and they were going and she was following them, what happened? She started prophesying about them that these are the mighty men of God. So they are anointed one. They have the spirit. They have the power. But Paul was so much in distress. And he was said that every day I was telling her, don't do that. Don't do that. Shut up the spirit. But she was not listening. At once he got annoyed and he stopped himself. And he said, I rebuke you, the spirit, the demonic spirit, come out of her. So there was a spirit that working in her, and that spirit called the Python spirit. And in that culture, in that city, there was a Greek culture that they thought that there was a Greek mythology going on, that there was a big serpent over here, a python is over here, and these python spirits work in this lady, and she prophesied, and we know what is our future. You know, people are so anxious about their future, but they would not think about what's going on right now. We always look to see what's going to be the next day. But you know, we already come into the presence of God, and we bow down our head, and we confess our Heavenly Father. Give us our daily bread. That's what Jesus taught us, that we should be always concentrate on our daily bread. And that's what God will going to take care of the next day. God will going to take of the next year. God will going to take care of the next moment. God will going to take care of the next time. So we should be always ready. The first thing that God talked to his people, and he says, sing in my presence, because book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, you will all find the people are singing and shouting and praising and giving all the honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. The first thing that told by God to Moses and Joshua, tell my people, give glory, give honor to myself, because I am the jealousy God. I don't need any more other God. So you should always singing and praising and worshiping. Well, when Moses passed away, then God talked to Joshua, and they brought into the new land, and they came into the land of Canaan. And when they came to the land of Canaan, God told them, you don't have to worry about that who will going to fight for you. You don't have to worry about that how this big wall will going to go into them. And I will going to make sure that each one of this country will die, will be killed, will be destroyed. And he says, I will going to fight for you. I will going to make a path for you. I will going to go and do all the mighty and miraculous works for you. So listen, my brothers and sisters, today, God is a mighty God. He's always at work. He never went into the slumber. He never went into the sleep. He is always there for you. He's always looking for the people who open their hearts, who open their minds, who open their mouths and start worshiping and praising. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to sing and rejoice in it. So God gave a specific direction to Joshua. Bring the priest into the front of the tribe and tell them, carry the Ark of the Covenant and give them the trumpets and tell them, go around the city for 7 times. And on the 7th day, you will going to make a big shout. And you will going to destroy them. You will going to kill them. But it's not you. I will going to go through with all those things. And you know, Bible says, as they start blowing the trumpet, the walls start breaking. The walls start having the cracks. And it all felt inside to all the people. So they don't have to go and fight physically. God has did all for them. So I have a good news, brothers and sisters. God will going to go forward on you, and he will going to fight for you, and he will going to make you that you will be successful in your life. Because why? Because you are made on the image of God, and you are having a breath of his. We are living an active word of God. And he says, you are little lower made than the angels. What a mighty God we have. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 139. I am fearfully and wonderfully and secretly made and woven by the hand of our mighty God. What a mighty God we have. He comes into mother's womb and he built us. And he gave us the strength and the power and the wisdom and the knowledge. We are built by him. So as we're learning about that, how should we praise and worship? We should always worshiping God. We should always praising God. We should be always at the mode of prayer. We should be always at the mode of telling ourselves, I am ready. I am ready, God. I am ready. Abba, Father, I am ready. Use me as you use your own son, Jesus Christ. You brought him to the earth when we yet live in the sin. You brought him down that we may have everlasting life. So Paul and Silas came into the city of Philippi, and when they came into the city of Philippi, they were observing all those things. They were going through with all those things. And when he struck that lady, young lady who was prophesying, he cursed her, and the demon left her, and the business stopped, and all the business people come together. And they came with a big mob, and they made a big thing for that, and they came against Paul and Silas. And when they brought them, and then the city was on the rise, and then city came all against them, because they were against the new teaching that they were. They said, we are the Christians, and we are here to share the gospel. And this time, when Claudius was reigning, he was the emperor. Claudius was reigning at this time. This time was AD 49 to 52 AD. That is a part of the history. So he is going through with these historical time, and the Claudius was against the Jews, and the Jews were persecuted. The Christians were persecuted. You know, one time Paul was persecuting the church, and he was saying, I was glorifying the God. But when God catch him, he became, and he turned around, and he says, he is my mighty God. He is my supporting place. He is my rescue. He is my mighty Lord. He shed his blood for me. He purchased me when I was still in the death. He brought me up, and he gave me the life that even I don't deserve. That's the same attitude we should have it. I don't deserve this life. We don't deserve this life. We don't deserve this another day. We don't deserve another minute. It's all his mercy and grace through Jesus Christ that we may have power. Jesus said, you are the temple. You know, Paul writes to the Corinth, and he says, you are the temple, and the Spirit of the Lord moves in you. When you move, God moves. When you stop, God stops. So it's up to us how we moved our life, how we proceed to the next level, how we think about another thing, how we think about another minute. It's all about the Spirit of the Lord. And he says in the Word of God, when you open your mouth, when you open your mouth, I will going to fill your mouth. Oh, what a mighty God we have. He always ready to fill us. He's already ready to encourage us. He's already ready to equip us. He made us in his own image that we may glorify his name. We are the image of God. When you have a cell phone in your hand, you can see there is a picture right behind on your cell phone. Some says Samsung, and some says LG, some says you can say iPhone. They have all the logos. Why they put the logos behind? Because they said, this product belongs to us, and we stand right beyond that product. If you have any problem, send us. We have a warranty and guarantee. We will going to fix it for no charges if you have any problem with that. The same, they have got it, this attitude from the scriptures. God said, you are the image of my. If you have anything going on in your life, come and bring it to. My son, come to me. My daughter, come to me. I am a good shepherd. I will lead you into the green pasture. I will going to provide for you. I will going to lead you into the heavenly realm. So I will going to give you. Even though if you don't know the prayer, the Bible says in the book of Philippians, it says, if you don't know how to pray, the Spirit of the Lord will going to come and tell you how to intercede in the presence of the Lord. What a mighty God we have to serve. He teaches us. He protects us. He gives us all what we desire in our heart. But we have to glorify his name. We have to sing before him. We have to open our mouth. So when we come into this chapter, the verse number 25th says, it was the midnight. You know, what is the awesome thing about the midnight? Midnight is the time when another day starts. When your time changes, when your AM start, when your PM goes down and your AM come to in action. So midnight is a time when you take transition. So when you open your mouth at that time and telling God the Father, I need a transition. I need to the next level. I need to move on. I need your power. I need your wisdom. I need your strength. I need you to come and guide me. I'm going through with the chaos. I am sitting over here. There is no way that I can go out. Look at this picture and you're going to see that Paul was stuck into the sockets. They were chained. There is no way that they can go out from there. They were put into the jail. They were beaten by the rods. They were put into that stock, and they were put into the inner jail. And they were asked by the jail, take care of them. They will not come out of that dungeon. So there was nothing in that. And at the midnight, at the midnight, when everybody want to sleep, when everybody want to get rest, when everybody wants to go to their bed, shut down their times, and this is the time that I have to sleep. But look at the mighty man of God, what they are doing. They were not worrying about, we are bleeding, we were beaten by the rods, we are going through with chaos, our feet are stuck, we cannot move ourselves. They said, oh, but they cannot shut my mouth. I can speak the word, because Bible says your mouth has a power to open the doors, to close the gates. I have given you the power. Remember the story of Elijah. When he prayed, he shut down the heavens and nothing can be going on. And then he prayed and then God opened the heavens and it rains. So it's the same thing that we are. We are not different. We are not a different humans. We are the same humans. We are the image of God. We have to protect ourselves. We have to save ourselves. We have to glorify his name. We have to open. Don't worry about the circumstances. Don't worry about the pandemic. You don't need. Look at Paul and Silas. They don't need like these kind of our people who are playing for us, who are singing for us, who are leading for us. Paul said, oh, I don't need my choir right now. I am not in that circumstances, but I have learned from my choir people how they were praising, how they were worshiping when they are enjoying their life. So I am in this mood. So I will going to praise and worship, and I will going to go and go give the glory, because they made a mistake. You know, the music have a language. You can ask my brother. He will going to tell you, and he will lead you better about that. Music has its own language. So they made a mistake. And what the mistake they were? They put both together in one cell. And the Bible says in Matthew 18, when you both come together and rub your shoulder, touch each other, then the Spirit of the Lord moves. And they both start singing, praising, making the noise with their chain. And even their feet are not moved, but their hands can move with the chain. And they made a music. They made a mighty. And the Bible says the prisoners were hearing what they are doing. What a glorious time it is. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to confess before, like I am standing over here and preaching a sermon. They don't have to do that. They're just on their place. They start singing, and all the prisoners are listening. All the unit are listening. And while they were listening, suddenly something happened. And then the Bible says, immediately something happened. Immediately something happened. The wall start cracking. Oh, the doors start opening. And the things start changing. And their chains were fall down. And the sockets were open. And suddenly what happened? And immediately what happened? You have to be really careful. God moved suddenly. God moved immediately. When you start praising him, when you start giving him glory, because he says, none other God is like me. I am the Lord who created heavens and earth, and I am a living God. That's what his word says. I am the living word. I am the sharpened like iron. I come and I will make you like a diamond in my hands. So God is touching everybody. So when Paul and Silas were singing, when the teamwork is singing, the God start moving, the Spirit start moving. Or when you start clapping, when you start open your mouth with them, the God Spirit start moving. So that's the attitude God wants us to have it. Whenever we come into the presence of the Lord, we should start worshiping. We should start dancing. We should saying, Lord, I worship you. I praise you. I give you all the glory. And I honor you. And I respect you that you have given me this day. This is the day that I will go to sing and rejoice in his presence. So this is the time that we have to sing. Midnight. Is there anything going on in your life that you're feeling that I am in the midnight? I have a good news for you. And this is that the transit always comes at the midnight. So be ready. The good things are coming. The good things going to happen. And God is the mighty God. And he moves in the name of Jesus. Remember, when Paul and Silas start singing, the doors were open, the chains were broken, and the jailer was not a believer. He was in chaos. He was in fear. Oh, the government going to kill me. The Emperor Claudius will going to kill me. And he pulled his sword out and he tried to kill himself. And when he heard the noise, when it coming out from that part of the sword, when it coming out, Paul heard that something. And Paul said, don't do that. Don't do that. We are all here. We are all here. You know, when Paul and Silas were singing, like these people are singing, mighty God, start moving. You all sit down. You all observe. You all enjoy the music. And you know, they were observing the music. They were looking at them, that how powerful thoughts that they have, how powerful word that they have, how powerful they are. They are singing. The Spirit of the Lord, they move. They bind together. Nobody can move. Nobody can move. They don't dare to go run from their life. They know the presence of the Lord is here. Lord is protecting us. The Lord will going to open the doors for us. So jailer, kneel down before Paul and Silas and ask the same question. Today we should ask the same thing. How should I get the everlasting life? Is that question mark is still in you when you come into his presence? Lord, I need everlasting life. I need to be in your presence. I want myself and my family to be saved. And you know the promise comes when you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior and my healer. You and your family will be healed and will be glorified and will be moved into the next level, will be transit into the next level. So this is the good news that we have. This is the power of the gospel we have. Our Lord is mighty God. You know, they put Jesus into the dungeon. They put Jesus into that. But Jesus said, don't cry for me. The mothers are crying around him. He said, don't cry for me. Go and cry for your children. Go and pray for children, because he knows that how much power we have. You know, Jesus ask Peter again, are you still sleepy? Are you still sleepy? Pray, pray and worship, pray and worship. That is the attitude. You know, Jesus always starts his day with the praising and worshiping. He goes up into the mountain. He goes to the solitary place and he offered the prayers. So he has set up the pattern for us. Don't be sleepy. We should be ready to worship, to honor, because he will going to take off all the chaos around in ourselves, in our family, in our life. He is ready for us. But we have to do something. We have to be not a passive. We have to be active. We have to be active. Because the word of God is what? Is passive? Is active. Is active. It's sharper than a sword. So it has to be like an active word. So we have a power to activate it. We bring it, start when we are start singing and praising, we bring word into the active. When it come active, it start breaking the chain. It start taking care of all other things going on around in this. Still, our country is going off all these pandemic system. Our world is going on all this pandemic system. Jesus is still looking. Who is worshiping me? Who is praising me? Who is opening his mouth? And listen. Listen carefully. And he says, when Paul and Silas were singing, everybody was listening. Everybody was paying attention. Because they knew that something going to happen. That something going to happen. If you want, this is the day that the Lord has made for you. When he later wrote to the church of Philippi a letter from a Roman dungeon, he wrote them. Because the letter of Philippians, is his theme is about rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. He says in the third chapter of the book of Philippians. He says in the second chapter of the book of Philippians. He says in the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. He says, I say rejoice and rejoice again in the Lord. So I give you this good news to you, my brothers and sisters. Rejoice in the Lord. Be happy. And the psalmist says, come with cheerful heart. Come with the noise. Come and worship him. Come and give him all the glory, because he is a mighty God. He will going to move on the behalf of you. He will going to turn around all those things around you. Let's today think about that I want to worship him. Doesn't matter what the time is. Doesn't matter the circumstances is. I want to give him honor. I want to tell him, Lord, I am here to worship you. I am here to honor you. Yes, there are a lot of things going on. Paul and Silas knows that we were beaten. We were bleeding. We are having a hard time. But they were not concentrating on their own body. But they look upon the cross that somebody has done before us all those things. And he been killed. And he been died. And he been buried for us. And he rose again and sit at the right hand of God the Father. And he's pleading for us. And he's having a good time. He is our high priest in the presence of God. So he says, come my children. I have prepared a feast for you. So this is the feast time. He wants to feed you. Remember, before the Last Supper, he said, I'm going to feed you. I have a desire in myself that I will going to put you together into the supper. And you know, he was feeding his enemy. And who was the enemy? On one side, John was sitting. On the other hand, Judas was sitting. And he was feeding Judas. Go, do what you want to do. Because God said, I know that my son will going to praise. And at the cross, the seven words he says, it's all about the praise. It's all about the praise. My father, why have you forsaken me? Do you have that desire today? Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. But you start opening your mouth and said, my father, why have you forsaken me? God bless you and have a wonderful day ahead and a wonderful week. Have a blessed day.